We're glad you've joined us on Songs of Praise, musical reflection to encourage your heart.
I will speak, I will wait, I will send prophets among them, that they might hear, that they might see, and understand how much I love them. Then they will know that I am Father. Then they will know I am Lord. They'll walk with me and be my people. I'll walk with them as their God.
I've had questions in my mind, I've been scared, but I know that I have a Savior who knows right where I am and hears my prayer. In the midst of all the problems and burdens of this life, I will call upon the one can get me through the night. Lord, hold my hand in the middle of my storm. When when I'm sinking down. Lord, help me to stand when the waves are crashing round. May I keep my eyes on you, 'cause Lord, you're the only one who can help me get through the middle of my storm. I don't know how the story will end. I didn't see this in the plans you had for me. But I know that I can trust in the one who's working all things for my good. Though I may not know the answers, I reach the other side, I will keep my eyes on Jesus till my faith becomes sight. Lord, hold my hand in the middle of my storm. When I'm sinking down, Lord, help me to stand. When the waves are crashing round, may I keep my eyes on you. You're the only one who can help me get through the middle of my storm. Lord, you're greater than my problems, greater than my fears. You are greater than my weakness, greater than my tears. You've never let me down, and you are here with me right now. Lord, hold my hand in the middle of my storm. When I'm sinking down, Lord, help me to stand.
Help me stand.
When the waves are crashing round, may I keep my eyes on you. 'Cause Lord, you're the only one who can help me get. You are the only one who can help me get through the middle of my storm. The middle of my
and spreads his hands.
You're listening to Songs of Praise. It's our desire to encourage and uplift your thoughts to our loving Creator God.
When I saw what lay before me, Lord, I cried, what will you do? I thought he would just remove it, but he gently led me through. Without fire, there's no refining. Without pain, no relief. Without flood, there's no rescue. Without testing, no.
Righteousness that I find within. Jesus came to be born once
so that we could be born again. It's about the soul.
It's about the cross.
The beginning of the story is wonderful and great, but it's the ending that can save you, and that's why we celebrate.
It's about the cross.
Jesus, lover of my soul, let me to thy bosom fly. While the nearer waters roll, while the tempest still is high, hide me, O my Savior.
Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in
Jesus, my Savior, forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior, forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior, forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Join us again next time on Songs of Praise, brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio, to enjoy more uplifting music.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays his power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Koval Smith.
This story is entitled Lost and Found. Matthew chapter 7 verse 11 says, "If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?" A man had been watching 3ABN for 6 to 8 weeks and was really impressed with what he was learning about the Bible. He decided he wanted to attend a Seventh-day Adventist church, but there was no listing in his local phone book for the Adventist church. He asked a number of other people, but no one had any idea where an Adventist church might be. His house was at the end of a long private driveway with a turnaround so narrow that when people drove down by mistake and tried to turn around, they usually ran over his flowers. It made him furious. Why couldn't people read the signs that said private drive and stay off his property? One day while watching 3ABN, he began to pray that God would send him someone who could tell him where the nearest Adventist church was located. While praying, he heard an engine running and immediately knew a big truck was coming down his drive by mistake. He was just about to give the driver a piece of his mind when he read the sign on the side of the truck. Seventh-day Adventist Community Services. The driver began to apologize when he saw the man running toward him. Don't worry, the man said. Are you a Seventh-day Adventist? Yes, the driver replied. Can you tell me where the nearest Seventh-day Adventist church is? It's about 40 miles from here. Then he told him how to find the church. What are the chances that a Seventh-day Adventist community services truck would come down a private drive just as the resident was praying for a Seventh-day Adventist contact? It had to be a divine appointment. A reflection associated with this story comes from the Acts of the Apostles, page 133. The angel appeared to Cornelius while he was at prayer. As the centurion heard himself addressed by name, he was afraid, yet he knew that the messenger had come from God, and he said, "What is it, Lord?" The angel answered, "Thy prayers and thine alms have come up for a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodgeth with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside." Lost and Found was submitted by Three Angels Broadcasting Network, the Mending Broken People Network, a 24-hour Christian television and radio network. You can visit 3abn.org for more information.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.